It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Hey, did anybody get the number of that truck? Because it was going full speed ahead. Hey, kind of like IYFW was going full speed ahead this past Saturday at the Duanesburg Area Community Center in Delancey, New York. Joey LaRocque joining once again here at the Interface. We're talking all about the first event of IYFW in 2015. What a night it was. A great crowd coming out to the DACC. It was a hot night on a cold winter evening in the DACC. So let's talk about this event that took place that night. First of all, we got to see the debut of a new tag team in IYFW, the Wild Kingdom. The wild card Lance Madewell and Good Lord Willing have joined forces officially now as a tag team in IYFW. They had Volcano Mike in tow with them as they took on the Stooges, a tag team coming up from Rhode Island. These guys had a great entertaining comedic matchup that the crowd enjoyed that night, so a great way to start off the show that evening. And the victory would go to this new tandem, the Wild Kingdom, that night. Lance Madewell and Good Lord Willing seem that they are going full speed ahead in the tag team division of IYFW. Now, speaking of tag team matches, next up would be six-man tag team action. This match would feature several wrestlers who were graduates of the IYFW Academy. It was former IYFW tag team champion, the Savage Damon Ravage, teaming up with Prince Ashanal and newcomer Zach Clayton. They would take on the pairing of Bill Slade, Garrett Holiday, and Mr. Must-See Tyler Vincent. And I gotta tell you, folks, four of the men in this match were graduates of the IYFW Academy, three of them having their very first wrestling matches for the company, and I gotta say, I was thoroughly impressed with the capability of these young men in the ring. The techniques they were taught at the IYFW Academy showed through and through that evening. A great matchup. The crowd loved this one, and the victory would go to Mr. Must-See himself, Tyler Vincent, as he would get the pinfall victory for his team over Prince Ashanal. So congratulations to the graduates for making an impact that night. And then it will be time for a man who says he's been doing a lot of soul-searching in IYFW to make a special announcement. I am referring, of course, to the legendary Chip Stetson. He came out to the ring, and gotta be honest, folks, it did not sound like Duanesburg was happy to see their native son. But Chip Stetson accepted it, he owned it, realized that he's been kind of off the path recently in IYFW, and has been doing a lot of soul-searching to make a decision on whether he plans to continue to stay with the company or not. Well, before we could get this answer, lo and behold, we would be introduced to Tattooed Ugly himself, Len Oddity. Now, Len Oddity and Chip Stetson have a long storied past with each other, but Len Oddity came out to basically insult Chip to his face, claiming that it was time for him to move on, to go away, to leave the promotion so people like Len Oddity could ascend and take their, as he referred to, his rightful position in IYFW. Well, Chip Stetson is no one to be played with and no one to disrespect, especially in his hometown. So with a five fingers to the face of Len Oddity, Chip Stetson declared that he is not going anywhere. The legendary one is staying with IYFW, and it seems like the story of these two men now is just getting started in 2015. Well, a story that we thought we were going to see the end of concerned the most competitive feud going on in IYFW right now, the Wolf CJ Scott taking on the mighty Franz Roddy. These two men went to a 15-minute time limit draw that night. They threw everything they had at each other that evening, but neither man was able to come out on top. It was a draw, but at the end, we would see the Wolf extend the hand to Franz Roddy in a token of respect, and Franz Roddy, very, very sheepishly, I might say, did accept the handshake, and it did happen. The token of respect between these two men. We would see both of them open the ropes for each other as another token of respect, but then we would see Damon Ravage, the brother of CJ Scott, come flying through the curtain to attack Franz Roddy, but the Wolf stopped the Savage. He said, "We're not going to do it like this," but then he double-crossed Franz Roddy, and both men attacked the Mighty One. They left him laying in the middle of the ring and declaring that this feud is far from over. Well, next up, it would be tag team title action, as the Knockout Gang were scheduled to defend the titles against Team RPG, former tag team champions. Well, the Secretary of Event Content, Ivana Leach, was on hand, and the Rickety Rocket would come to the ring alone. She had inquired of the Rocket that his partner did not show up that evening, and she gave him the chance to find a replacement, but if he couldn't find someone, then he would have to forfeit, and the Knockout Gang would retain the titles. But the Rickety Rocket was able to find one man to team with him that evening who didn't really have anything else scheduled to do, and that, of course, was Duanesburg's own legendary Chip Stetson. So this was a great tag team between the Knockout Gang and, I guess you call him, the Rocket Chip, challenging him for the titles. And it seemed like we were going to see a title change until Len Oddity once again intervened, distracted Chip Stetson, and allowed the Knockout Gang to lay out the Rickety Rocket and retain the IOFW Tag Team titles. Next up, the New Breed Championship will be on the line as the newly crowned champion, Elite Terrell, would take on the former champion, Mr. Canada Ricky Williams. And I just want to point out that Ricky Williams stated he is coming off knee surgery that he blamed Elite Terrell for. Well, Elite Terrell had a banner year in IYFW in 2014, and he has really stepped up his game, and this night, he'd stepped it up even more, as he did defeat Ricky Williams to retain the title, but instead of just beating him outright, he seemed to have outsmarted the much more experienced technical wrestler. Ricky Williams was emphatically denying that he lost the match when it was over, but everybody saw what happened. The three went down, and Elite Terrell is still New Breed Champion. Then it would be tag team grudge match time, as a man we had seen enough already that evening, Len Oddity presented his new team, the SOS, the Scum Dogs of Sanity, the SOG and formerly Liam McFerrin, now known simply as Surma. They would take on Northern Fury, Vigo, and Sergeant Fury, a hard-hitting matchup to say the least, but Len Oddity once again was the X-Factor, intervening himself, distracting the referee, which allowed his team to get a cheap victory that night over Northern Fury. Seems like this story is another one that just has no end in sight. This bitter feud has been building up since August, when Len Oddity first betrayed Northern Fury, and back in November when both Ronnie Ribbs, the SOG, and formerly Liam McFerrin, also betrayed Northern Fury too. And then it will be time for the main event. Two competitors who are at their absolute peak in IYFW, the current champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, against the challenge of the IYFW icon Drake Evans. The Pillar defeated the first ever ECW World Heavyweight Champion Shane Douglas this past November, the biggest win of his career. Drake Evans settled the score with Chip Stetson inside the steel cage, the biggest victory of his career. And they would battle it out for the honor and prestige of being able to claim themselves to be the IYFW champion. This was a hard-hitting, smash-mouth-style matchup. We would expect nothing less from these two. But it seems lately that Roman Dominguez is becoming so obsessed with the fact that he has not been pinned in IYFW in over 3 years, and that he has never tapped out, that he is starting to show signs of desperation just to make sure those things don't happen, and that he retains the title because he intentionally knocked down the referee to get himself disqualified. So yes, he lost the match and Drake Evans would be declared the winner, but the Pillar would still walk out with the championship. All I can say is, folks, this is the first show of 2015, and I doubt that Drake Evans' quest to become IYFW champion is over. So there you have it in a nutshell, 2015's first event, full speed ahead, a great crowd that night. We thank all the great fans who came out to Delanson to enjoy this night, and plus, if you were there live, you got to hear the huge news concerning Memories, Moments, and Mayhem taking place on March 14th at the DACC. This is the all-day event that only IYFW can provide the wrestling fans of the capital region of New York. We get to see the M3 Con, the convention during the day from 1 to 5, and the event will take place that night. Tickets are available through the merchandise section of this website. Already announced previously on this website, we had found out that we would see in action, formerly known as the Funkasaurus, Brodus Clay, Monstrous BC would be there, and formerly known as 3MB member Drew McIntyre, Drew Galloway would be in action on March 14th too. Well, we would also get a third name dropped to be coming to M3 for action, a man who is a star in the WWE in TNA. He is an ECW original, and he is the leader of the Blue World Order. Big Stevie Richards will be in action on March 14th. But none of us could have known the blockbuster announcement made of the fourth special guest coming to M3 to be in action in Delanson, March 14th, for In Your Face Wrestling, none other than the King of the Mountain, the Chosen One, multi-time World Heavyweight Champion, and owner of Global Force Wrestling, Jeff Jarrett. A huge announcement to be made that he will be a part of M3 on March 14th. Tickets available through the merchandise section, like I said. And folks, don't wait. Get your tickets right now through the merchandise section. You don't want to be turned away at the door. You do not want to miss out on this one-time-only opportunity to see Jeff Jarrett compete in the Capital Region. It is going to be an incredible day and night of pro wrestling action. And sources tell me that very soon at this website, you are going to be seeing comments from Jeff Jarrett about what he intends to do on March 14th. So keep checking this website for that. Other matches that have already been signed for M3 include, for the IYFW New Breed Championship, the champion, Elite Terrell, will take on the challenge of Mr. Must-See, Tyler Vincent. Tyler Vincent has been impressing IYFW officials lately, and that victory over Prince Ashanal at the January 17th show showed a lot for him and gave him this opportunity. Also, the Knockout Gang will now face the Scum Dogs of Sanity and defend the IYFW Tag Team Championships against them. Can you imagine Len Oddity and his crew having control of the tag team titles? I hesitate to even say those words on what it could mean for the future of this company. And another match that's been signed that we've found out about is that we know who Brodus Clay, Monstrous BC himself, will be taking on. He will be facing the biggest dog in the yard in IYFW, none other than the Force from the North, Vigo. That's going to be an incredible matchup taking place March 14th. And we got the announcement of a 6-man tag team match will be taking place March 14th that will be a continuation of the competitive feud between the Wolf, CJ Scott, and Franz Roddy, because it will be CJ teaming with his brother, the Savage Damon Ravage, and Drew Galloway against the combination of Franz Roddy, his longtime friend Bobby Ocean coming back to IYFW, and their partner will be Big Stevie Richards. So right there, a 6-man tag team match taking place between these competitors. Also, we still are looking to see who will be challenging for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, what will be in store for the Pillar Roman Dominguez, and what will be in store for the icon of IYFW, Drake Evans. And there's only one way to find out, folks. You know it. Say it with me. You got to be there live in Delanson on March 14th. I cannot stress this enough. Do not wait. Go to the merchandise section. Get those tickets as soon as you can to guarantee your opportunity to witness firsthand this day and evening of great wrestling action as only In Your Face Wrestling can provide. So once again, we want to thank all the great fans who came out to Delanson January 17th, and we can't wait to see all those great fans March 14th for M3. Keep checking this website. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Hey, I've got a Facebook page now, so like me on Facebook too. Be a part of it, folks. Be a part of the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region, IYFW. Keep checking. We're going to be getting video comments from all kinds of competitors. Keep looking for the video from Jeff Jarrett. Don't miss out on this tremendous opportunity. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.